Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 223. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
It's good to hear from you again, Ray.
I know.
I haven't talked to you for weeks.
I know. Have you got over your jet lag yet?
No, I'm not. I'm not yet done because, you know, it's just 4 days ago. I just landed about 4 or 5 days ago. So I keep dozing off around noon, around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I just keep dozing off and I just have to drink coffee and walk around and just keep myself awake. It's hard to keep myself awake.
What's the time difference between the Philippines and here?
About 12 hours, something like that.
So mm-hmm. When it was day there, it was night here pretty much.
Oh, yeah definitely. Okay.
So you pretty much completely flipped your sleeping, your schedule.
Yes, that's true. And okay. It's hard. It's hard to keep awake. But I think, hopefully, the last time I went back to the Philippines, it took me about a week and a half, something like that, or 2 weeks to get rid of the jet lag. So hopefully it'll be shorter this time. And I heard, by the way, last Sunday when I came back, that the best solution for jet lags is to take Viagra. So I should ask some from you. Do you have some?
I don't need Viagra.
I'm kidding. No, I heard about it. They said that.
So you walk around with a constant hard on all the time?
Yeah, I mean,
until you're. Yeah.
I was saying,
just see, I think the way that works, it gives you a hard on, so you sit there jacking off the entire time until you wear yourself out, and then eventually you forget about the time difference, and you're set back to your normal schedule. So.
That's right. No, it has something to do with blood flow, and you know, it helps you with your blood circulation. And I think, yeah, like you said, if you get a hard-on, I was thinking, make use of it, you know? Might as well, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, the fix for jet lags are Viagra. I don't know if that's true, but...
Allegedly.
I think they're just using it as an excuse.
Yeah, I think it's just an excuse to take Viagra and get hard and have sex.
So. Yeah, they go to the doctor please prescribe me some Cialis or some Viagra because I have a jet lag.
Yeah, I
came back okay. Everything's fine, and everything's almost back to normal. I have 2 weeks of mail that I have to take care of, it's a good thing. So I would wake up early in the morning, like say 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm wide awake. So what do I have to do? I probably watch a movie or take care of my mail. That's pretty much what I did. So how about you? What's been up to you? I mean, you know.
Come back from Comic-Con, have we? Except for email chat.
Yeah.
Nothing. That week after I got back from Comic-Con, man, I just crashed. I was Carl wore me out. So I was just like dead that whole week. I think we did the podcast, and that was the most energy I had that week, because other than sitting at work and being a zombie and coming home and pretty much sitting here and being a zombie and going to bed early, that was it. Because I was just too exhausted.
I know.
But after a week, I got better. I worked on, I got the Chaser podcast out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Chaser video cast out. And the first part
of the Comic-Con video.
Comic-Con. Yeah. And the second one should be out next week because I'm going to work on it Saturday. So
awesome. Yeah, you guys should watch it. There's a lot of, it's kind of funny, you know, Carl walking around with the camera and then, woof, nice. That guy's hot, you know.
Yes.
Oh my god. Give Carl the camera and he'll focus on the bears.
That's right.
Yeah. So the same thing with the part one video of Comic-Con. You guys got some people I know. Some people I met from I know Brian from King for a Day, the first guy you interviewed.
Oh, you know Brian? Okay.
Yeah. I met him at TBRU last year. I kind of met him last... I kind of talked to him briefly last March.
Well, you must not left too much of a impression because he didn't seem like he knew what Bear Podcast was, so...
Oh, really? Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not. We're, who listens to this? I don't know.
I don't know. Who listens to us? Rant and rave. But when they when we put the Comic-Con Part 1 out, I sent them all a message that it was they could go check the interview out. So because I hunted them down on LiveJournal, because it took me a while to realize what the names they were giving, and then I was like, oh, they're talking about LiveJournal screen names. So
yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So and the next part that's coming out is going to be real good, because you're going to see some sneak peeks at some shows and stuff. So
Are you allowed to show those?
They didn't say I couldn't record it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. They didn't say, you know, that disclaimer. That, no.
Yeah. And it's nothing more than what they're showing on TV. So it's like reshowing the commercial. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
The only thing I kind of fudged on was Heroes. I recorded some audio and I got a couple sound bites that I use. So it's not that big deal. They wouldn't let your video record.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't want anybody to see the episode ahead of time. So, but
did you get to see Greg Grunberg? Was he there?
Have you not seen all the pictures of him that Carl took?
I
thought we were going to chain Carl to the chair because he's about to run up there and like attack him or something.
Poor Greg.
So, but yeah, there's all the pictures are up on the Flickr account, HuberDad.
You were dead on Flickr? Okay.
Yeah. So they're all there. And I had to get Wayne to say, I sent the link out for people to look at them, friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, we can't see them. And I couldn't figure out because I had them public and blah, blah, blah. I finally had to get my Asian Wayne to go in there and fix them for me. I had them all unmoderated.
Oh, okay. That's why. You have to moderate them. I keep mine public, whatever is mine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I got stuff that I don't want public. But, I mean, those I didn't realize I'd put on moderate.
Okay.
I didn't figure out what I'd done wrong because I loaded them all as two big batches.
Leave it to Wayne to fix stuff.
Leave it to Wayne. That's
right.
Mr. Flickr.
Yeah. So. Okay. So, yeah, we have an interview with
Troy.
Troy from from Vermont. I didn't know he's from Vermont.
I thought he lived in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. All along I was thinking he's from New Orleans. Like,
no, I'm from Vermont. I'm like, okay.
From Vermont.
So, but Troy heads up Decadent Ducks. So that's coming up next weekend at Southern Decadence. It's kind of the bear group there.
Mm-hmm.
I attended last year and participated, and it was a lot of fun. Had a great time. Met some people. There's, you know, have a ton of giveaway stuff and cool stuff. And actually, we got some ideas from them to use at Bear Watch. So, mm-hmm. It's been a good experience. So,
okay. So, here we go with the interview with Troy.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So, what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we have a guest. Yes, he's Troy from Vermont, and we're going to talk about their activity in New Orleans with Decadent Ducks. Hello, Troy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great, great. Tell us about Decadent Ducks.
Well, Decadent Ducks is an organization that I created because I had found over the years that I met more and more people every year at Decadence in New Orleans. And I've been going about 11 years, and the more people I met, the more buying power I knew that we had. So I started signing contracts for discount rooms with the Omni Royal Orleans there. And now we started with 10 people, and now we're this year we've got about 350 guys going down.
Wow!
For the weekend.
Well, 350—that's a lot. Okay, that'd be awesome. So
yeah, there's not too many straight people at the Orleans Hotel that weekend.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
The few that are there, they get scared, I think.
Yeah.
They either get scared or they get very very friendly at the pool.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
I remember a pool party many years ago, probably 1999 or 2000. That it was really fun. I just saw some pictures. But anyway, okay, so when does this start? When does the festivities start?
We start our festivities actually Wednesday night, and we're going to the 700 Club in New Orleans. It's located at 700 Burgundy, and they have a Project Runway party at 8 o'clock.
Okay, Project Runway.
And,
okay.
Yes, since we can't miss our Project Runway.
You have to do our own.
Exactly.
That's right.
So But our group events start Wednesday evening and go pretty much throughout the weekend. We've got early arrivals welcome cocktail party from 6 to 8, also at the 700 Club on Thursday. And then on Saturday, we've got a singles mixer for those who are single or just feeling single for the weekend. Saturday from 2 to 4, also at the 700 Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the big day is Sunday, the parade.
The parade.
And our group has been invited to march along with the Grand Marshal at the head of the parade.
Oh, okay.
And I think that we should have 10 or 15 of our group that are brave enough to try and do that.
Yeah. Are you going to wear a costume or anything? Because that's the natural. That's something that always happens during that parade on Sunday. You know, people being either in very costumes, either they're offensive or they're very funny. So you guys are going to think of something to wear, or is it going to be spontaneous? You're just going to decide it from there, or what?
Unfortunately, this invitation to join the parade came rather late, so we didn't have time to do much. I think we'll probably be wearing our Decadent Ducks T-shirts and following the Grand Marshal. Unfortunately, no outrageous costumes. So
I know.
We're thinking about it for next year.
I've been going to Decadence for. Sudden Decadence for 6 years now. I've always been there because ever since I got together with my partner Mike, he lives there. Actually, he lives in Burgundy, and we always go to watch the parade on Sundays, and it's always fun. It's always fun.
You always see something that is so outrageous you almost can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about where can people stay there? I mean, what are good places that... I mean, you have a host hotel too, right?
Yeah, the Omni Royal Orleans is our hotel, and we booked up and sold out the hotel about 2 weeks ago. Our people start making reservations in February because we do book up pretty fast. But any hotel in the French Quarter is a great place to stay. I always tell people that, you know, if you want to stay outside the French Quarter... That's okay if you want to save a few dollars, but you're going to regret it after the weekend just because it's a little bit of a walk. And, you know, after a few drinks, you don't really want to be making that walk.
Yeah.
So you want to be right in the heart of the action in the French Quarter.
That's true. Where are you staying, Ray?
I'm staying at the Omni.
Oh, you're staying at the Omni. Oh, okay. Yep. You got there in time. Good for you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just be staying with my partner there. He lives there, so... I'm going to be there probably on that Friday. I am going to miss Wednesday and Thursday night, I guess, because, you know, I have to work and stuff. But Friday afternoon, hopefully we can get there. What's going to happen on Friday? Friday is it's a get-together party, you said, at 6 to 8?
Friday, for our group, we have a welcome party at the hotel from 6 to 8.
Okay.
And that's for registered attendees, right?
Right. Okay. We have... throughout the weekend, we have different events for our registered guests, and that's one of them. We're also doing a group lunch at a great restaurant on Dauphine named Bayona, and they have made space available for about 36 of us to go to lunch on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And we're also sponsoring a cooking class on Monday, which is also open to the public at the New Orleans School of Cooking right down the street from the hotel.
Wow, Cajun cooking.
Cajun cooking. It's a great class. It's delivered by a guy there that not only educates, but, you know, does it in a humorous way. And mm-hmm. then after the class is done, you get to eat lunch.
Of course. When there's bears, you get to eat.
Yeah. Is all this information on the website?
Yes, our website is decadentducks.com, and you can sign up for the cooking class, and you can see our complete schedule, and you can see which events are open to the general public, and learn more about us. Our complete history is listed there as well.
Mm-hmm. And for all of our listeners, last year was my first attendance to Southern Decadence, and I signed up and attended with Decadent Ducks, and I had a blast. So next year, start planning ahead.
I hope.
Definitely. So the key is to go to our website and to sign up for our mailing list, and that way you get all the updates on all the events we're planning. We also do other things throughout the year. For example, we're doing an Atlantis land-based vacation next April. We're just doing it as a group, same rate as everybody else can get. But if you do it through us, there'll be a few special extras for you the week that we're down there. And that's actually in Cancun.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
And y'all have something coming up in October in Vegas, too, don't you?
Is that true? Actually, Vegas was in June.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yep. We did a weekend in Vegas called Lucky Ducks, and that was
Lucky Ducks.
A great weekend at the Blue Moon Resort in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Okay, but that's I wish I could go to Las Vegas too, but for now it's kind of short notice that you know it's gonna be next week already. I wish we've done this a few weeks earlier because I was out of town. I was out of town, and Ray was out of town too. But it's great to have you in the show. So so Troy, when are you coming over? Because you're coming from Vermont.
I actually fly down Wednesday morning.
Oh, Wednesday morning.
And I'm there for an entire week.
Ah, okay. Good for
and
you.
Anybody who wants to come by the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel anytime between next Wednesday and a week from Wednesday, I'm in the penthouse, and I welcome visitors who want to stop by and say hello and kind of meet us and hang out for a little while. I'm there most of the time. If I'm not, there'll be a note on my door telling people where I am.
Ah, okay.
And I know that you're on Twitter, and I'm also on Twitter, so that's a great way to find out where I am.
Oh, okay, good. That'd be awesome. Yeah, Ray, you should get Twitter, too. People have been asking about you. If you should get a Twitter, because Twitter account, Ray.
I prefer chicken.
You prefer chicken? No. Well, it's a... it's those mini blog things that we usually get together. We can message each other. It's really easy. Either you receive it via text message or whatever. So it's really easy. I have about 70 followers, something like that. It's nice to connect with friends. And we have Troy here too. We have how about people coming over with you? I mean, people gonna fly with you that Wednesday morning, or people gonna be there ahead of time?
I think I'm one of the early arrivers. We do have about 10 or 15 of the group that are coming in on Wednesday. I unfortunately don't have many people up here in Vermont in the group that are gonna travel down. Most of them are coming from basically all over the world, actually. Most of them are flying in Thursday or Friday.
Isn't it hard to do it remotely? It's pretty much you're doing remote control from another state, you know?
I have been doing this, as I said, for about 10 years. Over the past 10 years, I've developed, all kinds of systems and safeguards to make sure that everything happens flawlessly once we get down there. It is a little bit difficult, but now that I've been down to New Orleans so many times, I kind of know what to expect and what to watch out for. So it all works pretty well.
Yeah,
and it helps to have a good hotel behind you too. So I know that from Bear Watch.
The hotel does a great job.
Mm-hmm. So. How about the bars? Where do you go? Where do you go usually there when you're in New Orleans?
The first place that I will go as soon as I get my bags unpacked is the blacksmith shop for a purple voodoo slushy drink.
Purple
one of my
voodoo.
Favorite drinks, and it's a great little hole in the wall bar.
Oh. That's down at the very far end of it, isn't it, on Bourbon Street?
Yeah, far end of Bourbon.
Yeah, because I actually think I took a ghost tour from there last year.
And of course, you have to walk by walk by all the other bars and. On Fridays and Saturdays, you have to walk through the crowds to get there, so that's a little bit of a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll...
Oz and Bourbon Pub have been very generous to us, and I do spend a good amount of time there, as well as the Phoenix Block Party on Friday. And then, you got to go to Rawhide once in a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's Maynard's home away from
That's where I live. No, I'm kidding. No. the Rawhide. Well, there's also a new bar in front of Phoenix. I think there's a new one that came out last year or 2 years ago, I think. John Paul or something. Have you heard of that?
I have not heard of that. I know that there was a bar across the street, and that was where we kind of ran over to get drinks when the beer lines were too long. But I didn't know it had a new name.
Yeah. I think I went there a couple of months ago. I'm not sure of the name. I think it is John Paul. And met a couple of friends, people I know from LiveJournal, and the bear group there are doing it. They're doing their beer bust there on that Friday night, I think. And yeah, it's a pretty nice bar. And then if you want to go, if you're into leather, just cross the street. So it's pretty easy. Just go to Phoenix for that.
Something for everyone.
Yeah.
If you're being on Friday night at the Rawhide in Phoenix, am I getting that right?
No. Phoenix, you have the Eagle upstairs.
Eagle.
The Eagle upstairs.
They have their block party. If you like being crushed against nothing but hot, sweaty, hairy man.
Oh, yeah.
Non-hairy man, then that's the place to go because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, I think it's gotten so big they just blocked that whole street off there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Supposedly it's the biggest, right? This is the biggest leather block party ever. Or the one in San Francisco is bigger. I'm not sure. I think this is pretty big because
it's definitely a huge, huge party. It's one of the things that I publicize as a must see event is that Friday night block party at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Any fundraisers you guys are doing?
Yes, we are working to raise money for the same charity that one of the grand marshals is this year. And it's called Food for Friends. It's run by the New Orleans AIDS Task Force. And they provide food to those living with HIV and AIDS, housebound people living with AIDS. And so far we have raised, we did a raffle on our site for 3 free nights at the Omni. And that raised about $1,000. And we're going to be having a raffle at the welcome party Friday night. And we're going to be raising even more money. And then Paloma, one of the grand marshals, is coming to the party on Friday night, and she's going to be selling T-shirts and autographed Southern Decadence posters, also as a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Pretty busy there.
Yeah. Who are some of the people you got that are helping out donating stuff? I think I saw Bear Gear is going to be there. I saw our name on there.
The list is so long these days. We have Cyber Bears, we have Bear WWW, Bear Party Magazine, Bear Gear, we have thisissogay.com.
thisissogay.com.
That's a website for you.
Okay, that's right. Okay, thank you. All right.
Thisissogay.com sells our T-shirts, so that's where you can go to get Decadent Duck T-shirts. Beartopia, which is a new bear site, we're working with them as a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Menover30.com. Our biggest sponsors this year are Sirius Satellite Radio and Southwest Airlines.
Mm.
Oh, that's
wow!
Good.
That's Southwest. Big. Yeah, Southwest. Very gay friendly.
Always been very supportive of the gay community, and they've helped us out this year quite a bit by donating some raffle prizes, and they have promised that next year they'll be donating even more, so we're anxious to see what that might be.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I'm flying Southwest, so.
Flying Southwest. I'm driving, so it's going to be, I hope it's not too bad because it is a holiday weekend, and I've never had problems before. Parking would be hell, I guess, but we shall see. I'm going to park near where my partner lives, so it should be easy, I hope.
Park and leave it.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, so thank you very much, Troy. And so people, how can people check out, what website can they visit so they can see more info?
The website is decadentducks.com, and that's the only site that we have up and running, and it has the complete schedule and information, and everything is there that anybody could want. And there's links to email me, and people can feel free to email me with questions anytime.
Awesome, yes. So thank you very much, Troy, for being in the show.
Thanks a lot, and I look forward to seeing you guys in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Great.
So thank you, Troy, for joining us. It's awesome. And you know what he was doing, you know, their group, I remember before that Houston Air Bears used to do that. Whenever it's sudden decadence, we do something also.
Yeah, they used to rent a house or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
They used to rent a whole house for the weekend, and it was a big thing, and then I think it just kind of fell through, and nobody's done it since, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we should do that again, or maybe not. I don't know. We're just too busy with Bear Watch. But yeah, he's got a lot of ideas.
We can get Mike to rent us the apartment for the weekend. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think the roommate will agree. No. So, but good idea though. That's going to be our activity next week. I'm looking forward to it. I've always been in sudden decadence for the past many years. It's pretty much the time when I first, you know, stayed with Mike, or we were seeing each other, and we started about 6 years ago, and so six years now, we're still doing sudden decadence. Actually, my teammates, my softball team, is giving me a hard time. They're giving me a hard time because
because they're all on Viagra.
No, we have a tournament in Austin for Labor Day weekend, and I can't go because it's sudden decadence. So they keep telling me, you know.
Oh my God! Now see, who does stupid stuff like that? Plan a tournament when everybody's going to New Orleans to get drunk and have sex with strangers on the street.
That's right.
Who would think?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just it's not my team's fault. Yeah. It's the organizers in Austin. So you can blame Austin, the Austin people, the Austin softball league there. But it should be fun. I mean, even if I'm not going for the game, it's also very much fun. At sudden decadence, I always have fun. And they also do that during 4th of July. They hold tournaments also. So that's what they did in Dallas. So, yeah. They always do it during a holiday.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah, it's always something going on. Well, it's just like every time when we used to do the Halloween party, you were never here because you were always there for, was it Jazz Fest?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always go to Jazz Fest. And the Voodoo Fest around October, so I'll be in.
Well, that's Voodoo Fest. That's Voodoo what it Fest, was that you're yeah. always at that when Look, we had the Halloween.
Yeah, looking forward to that because there's going to be Nine Inch Nails. They're going to play Stone Temple Pilots. So there's lots of bands they're going to be playing. Real big band's gonna play this coming Voodoo Fest. I'm looking forward to that, and that's gonna be around Halloween. So are you planning a Halloween party or something?
Nope, not this year. I don't think we're gonna do one. I think we're just gonna kind of do I don't know what we got planned yet, but I don't think we're doing a party. Not to mention we don't have the park. Like, we don't have parking here, and I don't know, and it's gated, and there's only so much parking here, so we'd have to figure out how to handle it. So,
Anyway, so hey, do you want to geek out? Do you want to do iPhone geek out or movie geek out?
We can do both.
We can do both? Okay. Yeah. Let's do the iPhone first. I'm really in love with my iPhone right now. I didn't get to use it for 2 weeks. Because, you know, when I arrived in the Philippines, there's no signal. There's no AT&T there. I could roam, but I don't want to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So I just use the Wi-Fi capability, which is also good. Yeah, so I've been downloading a lot of apps. What have you been having? Have you been downloading?
Well, the latest release is out, and I have not upgraded it up to it yet because I'm trying to get all my backup stuff set right so I don't screw up my address book and calendar, because I had a whole bunch of stuff in there when they did the first release when the G3 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it screwed everything up, and I've kind of got it straightened out, but I lost a lot of data.
Wow.
So me and John were actually working on that last night, because he said you need to do the upload, and I'm like, well, you keep saying we're going to fix this backup stuff and we hadn't done it. So, and we started working on it last night, and it errored out again. It's giving me the same problem that we had before, so I got to get that fixed, and then I'll hopefully it'll fix some of the issues that I've been having with my phone. So, but I mean, I like it. I don't know. I've been having a problem with it not having phone, losing phone signal. It just, and it just ticks me off.
You lose phone signal sometimes?
Just like today, I was getting ready to text John to tell him I was outside to pick him up at work because it was pouring down rain.
Yeah.
I had no signal whatsoever. And I was in downtown Houston, you know, at the Chevron building, and no signal.
You must have had a fluke or a dead spot. Or
John's phone was working fine. As soon as he got in the truck, the phone signal came back.
No.
So I had that problem when I was traveling too, especially like at the airports. I just lose phone signal completely.
Mm-hmm.
So
good for you.
I know, and I don't think it's iPhone, and I don't blame iPhone for that. I think it's AT&T's fault. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but did you hear about the Jedi app? That, you know, the lightsaber app?
Oh yeah, definitely. I have to play with it. I played with that the last time we were there. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you know, George Lucas is wanting him to recall it. Because he's
he stopped
him from letting people download it because he's going to do something with his own and sell it.
Oh, what an ass!
So
Carl
was telling me about that the other night. So he called me and said, "You know, did you download it? Because I never had loved it downloaded. I was talking about it, never did it. So I'm screwed now." But the apps that I like, the two that I like so far that I hadn't, well, of course I've kept my iPhone on. One is Shazam.
Yep, that was helpful for me today. Mm-hmm.
And the other one is it Looped, I think, where you can cut on and say where you are and your friends can find you? They can, you know, they can look.
It's
and see
a stalker friends. Magnet, I'm yeah. telling you.
So
people knowing where you are, next thing you know, you're in a truck, blindfolded, tied up, hog-tied.
Well, you only connect with people that you know. So.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So.
But it's pretty fun using it.
Yeah. So, and I hadn't downloaded anything else since then. I hadn't had time to go in there and look or do anything. But Carl's been keeping me appraised. If he finds it, he keeps downloading games, and I'm not too big of, much of a game player. So,
mm-hmm. I like the apps that. Since I'm on Twitter, I use Twitterlator and Twinkle and Twitterific. All three of them. All of them are Twitter apps, but I use Twitter later more. And what else? I have you know, your iPhones, you can take pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I downloaded a game, not a game, but an app. It's called iTunie. I think I have to pay $3 for it. It's a pretty cool app because, you know, you can put bubbles. You can put thought bubbles or speech bubbles as if Yeah. So you take a picture, you can put and then you can say, you know, I'm hot or woof, something like that. You can put.
And it's called what? iTunie?
Yeah, iTunie, iTOONY. And it's a pretty cool app. You can make funny comments, or you can make a comic if you want to make a comic book if you want to.
I'll probably wear that little application out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did that a couple of times and take pictures of some friends or download other people's pictures and put captions on it.
Yeah.
I just enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going crazy with it right now. So iTunie, I really recommend it. People don't like it because you have to pay for it, but some applications are,
which you just pay for it one time, right?
Yeah. And then you're done. I mean, yeah. if you delete it the next time, if you want to download it again, you can just download it again.
Yeah. But one thing that talking about the iPhone that me and John were talking about on the way back from camping this weekend was he was reading an article about the iTunes apps that, you know, people are writing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one app this guy wrote, I don't even forget what John said it was for, but he was charging $1.99 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks of release, he'd already made a $50,000 profit.
Oh, yeah. Must be a very good app. Mm-hmm.
So then it was just like, wow. So I told John, I said, okay, Mr. Genius. I said, where are your iPhone apps at?
I thought he got accepted already.
He got accepted, but he hadn't had time to do anything. I said, man, you got to get on it. You got to find something. I said, that $50,000, I could put Daddy a pool in the backyard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He should make something like a gaydar or something. A swish detector, something like that, you know. So you give it to a guy, and then he waves it around and, you know, see if there's a swish there. And then, you're gay.
I gave him an idea, but he was like, I don't know if they'd let me do that. So I got to keep talking to him about it. I think it would work very well for parents. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an application kind of like looped.
Oh, okay.
Except it's kind of more to keep track of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can do that, or simply just give them a cell phone, a simple cell phone, and let them call.
Well, no, but just because you call them, you don't know exactly where they are.
Yeah, they can just say they're at the library.
I'm at the library studying.
But they're actually...
While they're buck naked having sex with their 15-year-old boyfriend.
Okay. That can happen, I guess.
Oh, wait, that's me, not a kid. Sorry,
That's right. So, yeah, iPhone. I'm telling you, you should get iTunes. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it out. I'll go check it out when we get off the cast. Mm-hmm. On to movies.
Movies, go ahead.
Speaking of George Lucas.
Oh, no. You've seen it already, have you?
I have seen it already.
And how do you like it?
I was okay with everything because I thought the animation was very good. I like this. It took the style, the way they did the characters. It took me a little bit to get used to that. But once I got used to it, I was fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't think the story was that bad. I didn't go in expecting that much. Like it was going to be Star Wars, something big, you know, mm-hmm. And I know it's got a lot of bad reviews from people.
Yeah,
but I enjoyed it. I mean, it was good, kind of mindless entertainment. Watching carrying on the Star Wars universe somewhat. And I know it's kind of kicking off the cartoon that's coming on TNT at some point, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Okay, everybody out there, we're talking about Clone Wars. Okay,
the Clone Wars, yeah,
Star Wars Clone Wars. Actually, this is something that I don't think George Lucas has anything to do with this. He just let the guy, whoever's directing it, writing it. He got someone who's a big fan of Star Wars.
No.
Was it really him?
It was him. Let me go pull it up on the internet, Booby Datas. But I think he wrote it.
He did?
There was something I was like, no wonder. And I think that's why he was getting criticized because, you know, everybody always criticizes him about that he can't write. Mm-hmm. So
it's probably him who wrote it. Huh? Yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to watch it probably this weekend. And.
Well, when you watch it this weekend, this is a spoiler alert. I'm saying it right now.
Oh, no. Okay, I got to close my ears. Okay, go ahead. Say it.
There's one character in there that he portrays as a Southerner. A Southerner from New Orleans, no less. And it pisses me off. It just burns my ass. So, and if you've seen the movie, you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. But I was just like, it just ticked me off. So anyway.
Are you done? Okay.
I didn't give away anything. I was just talking about there's one character and the way they're portrayed in them. Let's see. Writers, Henry Gilroy, who wrote the screenplay. Mm-hmm. And then they put George Lucas on here for characters and universe. So let me see what else they got him on here.
Well, he didn't really write it then. Oh, did he write
it? No, they got him on George Lucas' story. So he wrote out a story, I guess, in the character's universe, and Henry Gilroy kind of took it and went from that. Mm-hmm. They had like three people that worked on the screenplay. So, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Matt. Oh, wow. I just realized who the guy was that was doing Anakin's voice.
Who? Val Kilmer? Who?
No, his name's Matt Lanter.
Matt Lanter?
Yeah.
Why didn't they use the original guy?
Because I'm sure he's way too expensive.
Oh yeah.
So,
Matt Lanter.
Yeah, he's cute as hell. I'm trying to remember what show he's on.
Okay.
He's a cutie pie.
Oh, okay.
He's my type. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I know. So what else is on? What else did you guys watch?
He was on Heroes. That's what it was.
Oh, which one was he?
I think he was the boyfriend that was tried to rape Claire.
Tried to rape Claire? Somebody tried to rape her? Oh, I remember now. Okay.
Okay.
And then she ended up having a branch in the car wreck her head.
And, oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So. I remember now. All right. Yep. It's your type. That's right.
Yep.
How about Alan Blumen? Blumenfeld, the father of Matt Parkman. Anyway, he's a big bear. He's the bear there, the father who's also mind-controlling people. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's a big bear. And I used to see him in Together. I don't know if you know, you've heard of that. It's a he's the, supposed to be the manager. But anyway, he's a big bear. And I've seen him in Golden Girls a couple of times before. Anyway, yeah, Alan Blumenfeld. What else? Any other movies that you guys seen?
There's one I rented from the movie store the other day called Soul Made.
Mm-hmm.
If you have nothing else better to do with your life, and you're not above killing yourself, rent this movie and watch it.
Why?
It's just very weird. Okay. It's very out there. The lead character's cute. Other than that, the two lead characters are cute. But it's basically about this guy that has these visions, and he gets possessed by this 60-year-old witch who tries to make gay men straight, and it's just weird. And it's all involved with him being a maid that comes to your house and cleans in his underwear. And it's just weird. It's okay. Just weird.
Is it David Lynch weird, like Eraserhead?
No, it's just like, what were y'all smoking when y'all were writing the screenplay? Kind of weird. So.
Okay. Yeah. So, what's the name again?
Soul Maid.
Oh, Soul Maid. M-A-I-D. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So it's gay, or it's a gay movie.
Yeah, oh, yes, yeah, a gay movie. So.
Yeah. What do I have? I have in Netflix that Life Aquatic. With something Zizou with I forgot the name.
Life Aquatic with Bill Murray.
Yeah, with Bill Murray. Yeah, I have that, but I haven't finished watching.
I watched.
And Eureka's out.
Okay, so where do we leave off? I don't forget what I was talking. I know we were talking about movies.
Yeah, we got disconnected for a while. Naked Boy Singing.
Okay. Yeah. I guess you can cut it
back. No.
Where did I leave off?
I don't know. But yeah, we were talking about movies. We finished with Soul Maid and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd mention we'd watch the movie version of Naked Men Singing.
So. Naked Boy Singing.
Naked Boy Singing, so okay. Which is always good.
Yeah.
When mm-hmm. boys are naked.
You've seen the one here in Houston?
Yeah, I saw the live show. I've seen the live show here once, and it was. And even though the movie was very good, I like the live show better.
So. Oh yeah, I love the live show better too. I think they closed the doors. The last time I watched it here in Houston, they have to close the door because they're afraid to be raided, or yeah. But because if you close the doors, then it becomes a private viewing, something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's Naked Boy Singing. I've seen them. Yeah.
Well, anyway, one thing I forgot to tell you about this weekend was we went camping out to New Braunfels with Clay and Chris.
Oh, had a good okay. time. Wow.
And we went tubing on the river.
Oh, you went to, okay. Oh, New Braunfels, so you had to the river, okay.
Yeah.
Tubing. You went tubing.
Tubing. Okay. Tubing on the Green River. And, I should realize anything over 3 hours is kind of like Gilligan's Island. You know, it's a 3-hour tour, or this was a 5-hour tour. 3 hours into it,
but you didn't get stranded.
Mm-hmm. We get over these rapids, and I get thrown out of my tube.
Okay,
and then I get beat all the hell by the rocks. So I am currently black and blue all over my buttocks.
Oh no, poor
my legs.
Guy.
My left leg is scratched all up, and the right one has about a little bit bigger than a quarter section of skin just gone,
mm-hmm.
just scraped off. So toes are bruised and sore. My hands finally went down. It's not swollen as much as it was, but it was a rough ride.
Were you sunburned?
No, we didn't get sunburned because 30 minutes after all the damage happened, a thunderstorm came through. So the next 2 hours flooding down the river, we were in a thunderstorm and pouring rain.
So you were. It's cold then.
Yes, it was cold.
It was freezing. Wow.
Yeah. And the part of the river we were on, they tell you that when you get a book tour, said that you're going to be on the river for at least 5 hours. And all the property on either side of you, you can't get out on because it's private. Mm-hmm. And if the law sees you, or the people call the police on you, it's automatic $500 fine.
Wow.
So you're stuck on the river once you take on this trip. I mean, there are other trips that are different than that, but we took this long trip, and it was just like, oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's something I haven't done ever, tubing. I've always wanted to do that. I heard that people
fun.
From San Antonio do it.
It's fun. It's just we got a little too adventurous on. So, you know, I just like the floating part and the little rapid thing. Well, I wasn't so much for it. So,
did you do it in the nude or something? Can you do it?
No. You're there, and it's thousands of people on that little river floating down with you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was packed. I mean, it was literally packed. I mean, there's a lot of, and it's mostly drunk folks on tubes that started drinking that morning, have been drinking all day, floating down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this chick that kept showing her titties.
Yeah, really?
And okay. She was like, y'all need to come over here and party with us. Where's y'all wives and girlfriends at?
And okay, so what did you say?
And we got that question a lot. We always seem to get rammed up with this group of women that their guys had left them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, where are y'all's wives at? Where are your girlfriends at?
You know what? When they do that, they're not going to see you anymore, right? Yeah. They're going to see you again. Just tell them, no, it's us. We're together. I mean, I sometimes do that, coming out to people who I don't know. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, the other two groups, they were too drunk and crazy that we were just trying to get away from them.
Oh, okay.
And that's the problem. When you get on the river, you usually kind of get stuck around the same people the whole time. Mm-hmm. Going down the river because you're all floating along at the same pace. So, but it was fun. We had a good time. It rained all weekend, unfortunately. So, have you got to watch any of the Olympics?
No, I didn't. I was busy in Manila. I just saw a few, some floor exercises and some volleyball and swimming, of course, Michael Phelps.
In fact, that's awesome. What brought it up, because I just saw a picture of him scroll through. I'm looking at somebody's pictures online,
mm-hmm.
on Flickr and Speedos, and he just scrolled through. So,
oh, okay. Wow. Congratulations for winning. How many medals? Eight?
Eight.
Eight gold medals. Wow. That's awesome. So. That's something I didn't get into, really, these days, because I'm just either sleeping or busy at work or, you know, jet lag thing.
Yeah, we've been slammed at work, so I didn't have time to do much of anything, watch TV or anything. So,
yeah. But anyway, should we wrap this up?
I guess we should wrap this episode up since we're late with it getting it out anyhow. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay, guys, if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com,
or you can send it to ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and you can visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com, and you can leave your comments there. And voicemail line, Ray, voicemail line.
It's 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, 206-222-BEAR. Yeah, leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Yeah. And
you got shout-outs for anybody?
Yeah, actually, shout-out to Jeffrey. Jeffrey from, I don't know what the city is from, but it's... He was commenting on the Comic-Con video podcast, yeah. Part one. He said, I was there this year too. It was knocking futs down there. Yeah, fucking nuts, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is. So thanks, Jeffrey, for posting. And also Big Nug. He posted also on the episode where he was in. So yeah, yeah. Saying thanks. Thanks, Nugget. Thanks, Big Nug, for joining.
There's a big press release that went out about him yesterday. Day I saw, and I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a CD release.
Coming, oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, coming in 2 weeks from now, September 2nd, I think. And yeah, actually, that he was a guest in the previous show. So if you haven't listened to it. So, and Big Nug was on episode 222. This is 223. So yeah, thank you for posting on the website. Also, go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Can listen to it, listen to the show through there too. All right, so what are you gonna do this weekend?
Relax.
Yep. I think I'm gonna relax too. I need to sleep yeah. Some more.
I just need some rest, some time. I mean, plus I got some projects around the house here I need to get done. So
mm-hmm.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Cena Grace, a very nice young artist who I met out at Comic-Con, and we've been keeping in contact.
Ah.
Cena, I got your books with pictures. They finally came in, so I got to. Maybe that's what I'll do this weekend after I get through working on the second video, get the second video out, is start reading his comic book series that he had out for a short while. Okay. So.
That'd be awesome. All right, so that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah, and watch out for the part two of Comic-Con coming up next week, right, Ray?
Right, it will be out next week.
All right, so say goodbye to everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.